Chapter 3. Must We? Our Resistance to Christ. Naturally, the question arises, can we only get back to God through Jesus Christ? Many people today resist that idea. For some, it sounds narrow or exclusive. Yet, when we look more closely at spiritual development, we begin to see something interesting. The answer turns out to be both yes and no. It's a paradox, but indeed, both answers are correct. Believe it or not, people can begin their return to God within any of the world's great religions. This includes all the non-Christian religions in which we can find absolute truth. So, if we are being spiritually nourished in the faith we know, we can remain there. For there is enough basic truth in any of the world's great religions. We just need to find the truths that support our own development and then actually live them. If we do the work of self-finding through our religion, it will satisfy our spirit. But being comfortable is not enough. Our goal must be to purify our lower self and crucify the ego. Those are the all-important things. Where we find the help needed to accomplish this does not matter, even if Christ is not yet part of the picture. Through the work of self-purification, we will raise our level of consciousness to such a degree that we become open to truth about anything. This includes the truth about who Jesus was and the role Christ played in the history of creation. Therefore, no, it is not necessary to recognize Jesus Christ right now in order to reach God. Perceiving absolute truth does not happen overnight. It takes many, many lifetimes. Is gratitude enough? Few people, until now, have been motivated to dedicate themselves to cleaning their inner house. Often, we must spend a great deal of time just preparing ourselves for this task. If there is significant stubbornness in the soul, absolute truth will not land. Stubbornness and self-will, in fact, are the biggest inner obstacles in our way. Even a small imperfection can become a major hurdle. Our willingness to recognize Christ as the Messiah, the most exalted of all created beings, doesn't alter this reality. This does not mean we must pray to Jesus. Our prayers are directed to God. What God would like to hear us express is gratitude. We can show appreciation for the one who performed an amazing deed on our behalf. For without that deed, our connection back to God would have been lost. Perhaps we don't feel ready yet to express such a sentiment. This is fine. But when the time comes that we are, it's important we show some gratitude for the one who deserves it, Christ, who incarnated as a man called Jesus. This is God's will for each of us, and we don't have to be a Christian to do this. Just as all religions contain enough truth to help people grow, they also all contain errors. After all religions are made up of people who are all imperfect. We can simply follow what our higher self longs for and trust that the rest will take care of itself. Then, as we develop, our hearts will open to embrace all beings, including the one we owe the most, next to God. Yet humanity has not always responded to Christ's role with unity. Christians and Jews. Neither God nor the spirit world intended for there to be a split between Christians and Jews. That it happened is really our own fault, that of humankind. Even labeling people as Christians and Jews contributes to the division. Such division never needed to happen. Splitting is chaos. Chaos is the nature of the fall of the angels, or the result of it, with all its misery and hate. Splitting is separation from God, and this initial tragedy happened long before the earth came into being. Now it keeps repeating itself again and again. This will continue to happen until we resolve it inside ourselves once and for all. Where are we heading with these lives we're living? The goal is to once again be in union with God, which is the opposite of splitting and separation. To this end, it was possible that after the life of Jesus, there would be a wholeness between Judaism and Christianity, a completeness. It could have been so. But instead, another fault grew out of the same bad root of the original splitting from God. Do we really need Christ to get back to God? In the last analysis, yes. He is indeed the very best friend we could ever hope to have and our strongest helper. To feel otherwise may reflect a stubbornness in the heart, a sign of an imperfection that still needs healing. As long as any imperfection lives in us, we can't reunite fully with God. What is the truth? It can help to broaden our perspective and consider these words. Consider that it may be this way after all, that no single group among all humankind has all the truth. Truth, like everything in the spirit world, is a paradox, unchanging in form, yet constantly in motion. It's like a wheel that is unchangeable in its basic form, but constantly turning. If you were to lift the veil that covers a segment of the huge wheel, you may see one detail behind the veil. Someone else, at another time or place, will see something quite different. Maybe your observations coincide, maybe not. The wheel is always turning. The other may even see something contradictory. But the connection between the parts is behind the veil. If the whole wheel were visible, humanity would stop fighting. Then, even when religious concepts contain errors, it could be possible to see the grain of truth on which they have been based. Search to see other aspects of truth, regardless of where they come from. God is truth, as well as wisdom, beauty, and love, all of which can be found through the doorway of asking, "What is the truth?"